Shnayis Mesechta Machshirin. We know the aside of Machshirin is that the Torah says that any oichel, any type of a food, is not mekabel tumah, cannot become tumay, unless first it had a hechsher, which means that first some water fell on top of it, some mashke fell on top of the peiros. Like the pasuk says in Vayikra, Mikol oichel asher yeyochel asher yovei olof mayim yitma. Only after water came upon the fruits, then could it become tumay. And Chazal dashin that oichel habo b'mayim huchshel kabel tumah, but oichel shloi bo b'mayim loy huchsher. So that's the side of this mesechta. We have to know exactly what is machshir the oichlin to food to be mekabel tumah. So the first mishnah starts off kol mashke, any type of a mashke, any type of a liquid she'tchilos l'rotzen, that at the beginning when it went on top of the fruits, you had rotzen, you had desire, you wanted it. So afal pi shein seifel rotzen, even though at the end you did not want it, you did not have rotzen for it, still it's good. So the pshat in the Mishnah is like this: that kol hamashken shetchilos l'rotzen means kogoyin. Let's say that water, that rain came down, and a person thought about to use this water, like the water, rainwater fell down into a bucket, and you had das now to use this water. That's called l'rotzen, that you had in mind to use this water. You're happy about this water. So even though later when this water now falls out of the bucket onto Paris, even though at that time you don't have any rots and you're not nich, you're not happy with it, still that water could be marsha the Paris lekabel tumah. Because there is such a loch of ki yutan mayim al zera, that we dash, that has to be with the nichusa, that the owner is happy that the water came upon the fruits. So the mission is saying chiddush, that not only do you have to be happy when the actual water comes upon the peiros, upon the fruits, but even if you were happy with the water from before, when the rainwater first came down in a bucket, and you are happy that the water came there, you had in mind to use it, so now anything that happens with that water from now on could be machshir the peiros. Another chiddush is, oy she soifel rotzen, afo pi shein chilos rotzen. It also could be that at the end, when the water really came upon the fruits, then you were happy with it. You're happy that the water is on top of the fruit. Even though at the beginning, when the rainwater first came down and came into your bucket, came into your basket, you weren't happy with it then. But as long at the end, when the water came on the fruits, you were happy, that's also good. So Mishnah says, Hareze b'chiyutan. This is good. This is considered that the water came on top of the fruits. Notice this is a pasuk in Vayikra that says, V'chiyutan mayim al zera v'nofum in ablosim alov tomi hulachem. So we dashen that the water has to be something that's yutan, that you're happy with it. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is, not only when the water actually falls on top of the fruits, but even if you are happy with it before, that's also enough. Now mashkin temeyin, let's say you have water that's tomi already, mitamem l'rotzoin v'shelel l'rotzoin. Here, when this water falls on top of the fruits, even though you do not have any desire for it, not at the beginning and not at the end, still it could be metamadis peris. In other words, when do we say when water falls on top of the fruits? It's only like b'chiyutan, when you're happy, when you have rotzen. That's only if it's only regular water falling on top of the fruits. So for the hechsher alone, it's only when you have rotzen. But over here, the water that's falling on top of the fruits is water temeya. So Mela, at the same time that this water is being machshir, it's also being mitameh. Here we do not need l'rotzen. Even shler l'rotzen, even though you're not happy about this, still it could do both in one. It could be machshir the peiros and be mitameh at the same time. Mishnah Beis. Hamarid esu ilon lahashir mimenu oichlin. If somebody shakes a tree in order to make the fruits fall down, oh yes, atuma, or else there's something tummy on top of the tree. Let's say there's a dead sheretz there, and you're shaking the tree that it should fall off. And now while you're shaking the tree, rainwater that's on the tree also falls off. Seina b'chiyutan. That rainwater that falls off now is not considered you have das, you have rotzen to use it. So therefore, if that water falls on top of Paris, it is not mach shelekabel tumah. What about lahashi mimenu mashkin? Let's say you're shaking the tree in order to make the water, the rainwater from the tree fall off. So then Beishamai says, Hayotzin v'yes sheboi b'chiyutan. Both the water that actually falls off the tree, that's pshita called b'chiyutan, you're happy. That's the purpose what you're doing for is to get that water off. And the chiddush is v'yes sheboi. Even the water that still remains on the tree is also considered is also considered b'chiyuta, and it's considered like you have das, like you're nicha with that water. Like as soon as you start shaking it, we consider as if all the water is really off the tree, then you are happy with all that water. So even what's left over is still called b'chiyutan. However, Beis Hillel says, Hayotzin b'chiyutan, the water that actually falls off the tree, that's called, you're happy with that water. That water, when it falls on Paris now, it's Hushal Kabatuma. But v'yesheboi, but the water that still remains on the tree, ain't a b'chiyutan, that's not considered you're happy with that water. Because your whole intentions is like to shake off the water off the tree. So you're only happy with the water that's coming off the tree. But the water that's still staying on the tree, that you're not happy with, that's not considered b'chiyutan. Mishnah Gimel. Hamarid eso ilon v'nofal al chaveroi. Again, you're shaking the tree in order that the megisham, the rainwater, should fall off the tree. Now, v'nofal ilon al chaveroi. This tree like fell on its friend, fell on another tree. Or also, we have one branch of the tree that fell off onto another branch of the tree. And again, there was water on this tree, on the branch. And when you're shaking it off, now you're shaking the water off. Now, underneath the second tree, there are yirokos, there are vegetables growing there, or seeds growing there. That's still attached to the ground, it's still growing. So Beishamai says b'chiyutan, the water now that falls on top of these vegetables is considered b'chiyutan. In other words, as soon as you pull off the vegetable, it's considered like this vegetable is hukshla kabotuma. You could, it's ready to be kabotuma. Since the water now, you first were shaking the tree, that the water should fall off it, that's called hilosel rotzain, even though at the end it was enro rotzain, still it's hukshla kabotuma. Beis Hillel says, Eina b'chiyutan. No, that water that falls upon these vegetables does not make it hukshla kabotum. It's not called b'chiyutan. And the reason is because you did not have das that it should fall upon something that's mechubur. You are working now in shaking off these trees, like making the peris being detached from the tree, being telushim. Therefore, you did not have das that it should go on the mechuburim. Therefore, it's not hukshla kabotum on the mechuburim. Now, Omer Rav Yeshua, Yeshua says, Mishum Arba Yosi Choyli Kufri. The name of Abba Yosi Chula Kufri is his name, Ish Tivun, a person from Tivoin. That Tama Alatz Mechoy, wonder upon yourself, Im Yesh Mashke Tomei Batoira, is any water that falls upon the fruits, is it Huchshla Kabotuma, Achi Iskavin V'iten, until you have Kavona, you have intentions of putting it on these fruits, that you want it to be Huchshla Kabotuma. Or at least you want the fruit, the water, to be on this fruit. Shinema, the pasuk says, V'chiyutan mayim al zera. Like when you put the water on top of the seeds, mashma, you have to have in mind that the water should go upon the seeds, upon the fruits. In other words, not enough if the water falls on it by itself, but you have to have das that the water should go upon the fruits. Like here in the Mishnah, we're talking about that you're shaking the tree, and by mistake, like this tree knocks into another tree, and the water goes onto another tree. So you had no intentions that the water should go onto the next tree. So that's his taimur, that water then cannot be hukshla kabotuma, since you do not have das to put it on it. Your Mishnah Dalet, Hanoyer Agudah Shayorik. If somebody shakes a bundle of vegetables, in order to shake off the water that's on them, the yordu mitzad elyon latachton, and the water just went from the top of it to the bottom of the bundle. So halacher is beishamayim says b'chiyutan. The water is considered l'rotzon, since you have intentions of taking the water off from the top part, and it went on the bottom part, that's called nasab ritzoinoi. Therefore, this water now could be hukshla kavotuma. It's called l'rotzon. Beisilam mesilu says no, ain't a b'chiyutan, it's not b'chiyutan. It's not your kavana. Your kavana was that the water should run off the vegetable completely, and it did not go off it. It just went from the top to the bottom. That's not called nasa machshavta. That's not called the rotzon. Omru beisil lebeishamai. So beisil said to beishamai, v'haloi hanoyer esakelach. If somebody shakes a stalk, cheshin onush would be afraid. Shema yotzo min olol olo, that it went from one leaf to another leaf. In other words, it's a svarat, that's nothing, that's not called hechsher. Since you just went from one leaf to another leaf, it's not called nasab ritzoinoi. Omer lehem beishamish beisamish said back, shakelach echad, By a klach, it's only one. But via gude klachim arba, by a bundle, there are a lot of them. Therefore, if it goes from one to another, that's called nasa machshavta. It's only on the same thing if it didn't go off it completely. But if it's a bundle, there are a few of them there. When it goes from one to the other, that's called perotzen. Omru lehem beitzila beitzila said back, Hurei hamale sak mole peris. If somebody brings up a sack full of fruits, when the soni agaf hanor that fell into the river, and now you bring it up and leave it on the side of the river, so that the water should drip out, go back into the river. Choshen onu, are we afraid? Shema yodu mitzad elyon latachton, that maybe the water went from the top part to the bottom part. In other words, since the water did not go off it completely, it's not called the rotzen, it's not called b'chiyutan. Avo, but you should know, im hele shnayim, let's say he took up two sacks out of the river, when the son of Zeh agav Zeh, he put one sack on top of the other sack, then the locker is atachton b'chiyutan. The bottom sack, that's b'chiyutan, because the top water left it completely. So that water is called l'rotzen, now it's b'chush l'tachton. We have Yosef, Yosef says, no, atachton tor, even the tachton is also tor, that's not called huchshur, because it wasn't nischavin, she yodur amayim ala tachtonim. His kavana was just that she go outwards, not on top of the bottom one. Therefore, it's not called l'rotzen. Mishneh Hey. Hamemache kesakresha. If somebody squeezes out, let's say, leak from the water that's inside it, or else v'yaseichet sara b'ksusai, you squeeze out your jag, your coal clothing, or your hair that's full of water. So locher is Rabbi Yosi says, hayoytzim, the water that comes out is b'chiyutan. Yanicha, you want the water off, that's called b'chiyutan. But v'yeshaboy, the water that's left over inside the leak, is ain't a b'chiyutan. That's not considered b'chiyutan yet. Because your intention is only that you want the water out. So the water that's left in there, that's not considered b'chiyutan. The Mishneh Vov, hanoyfeach ba'doshim. If somebody is blowing on these lentils with his mouth, in other words, like there's vapor from his mouth going on to these adoshim, Lebokim is checking them out now in Yofa saying to see if these lentils are good or not. So Rabbi Shimon Oime Eina B'chiyutan. He also knows that's not called mashke, just the vapor that comes out of your mouth, that's not called B'chiyutan. However, B'chomorm Nechom say B'chiyutan, yes, it's Sid mashke, and that's called B'chiyutan Yenicha with it. V'yoichol Shumshmin, somebody eats these poppy seeds, be it bo with his hands, mashkin shayodoy, if there's like liquid on it, if there's still liquid on it, well, shumshme means these sesame seeds. So veichol shumshme be etzbo with his hands. So mashkin shal yodoy, the liquid is still on his hands. Rabbi Yeshi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says ainem b'chiyutan. That's not considered b'chiyutan. V'chomer nechom say yes b'chiyutan. That's considered b'chiyutan. That Rabbi Shimon says is not b'chiyutan because you didn't have kavono that the liquid should go on these papers. The Chum say yes, b'chiyutan, because you had kavana, your hand should be wet. Now, ha'toymein peiroisa b'mayim of naganovim. Somebody hides his fruits in water because of the ganovim. He wants it to be hidden, closed. Ain't a b'chiyutan, that's not called b'chiyutan. Because you're not really happy that it should be in water. You're only doing it to save it from the robbers. That's not called b'chiyutan. Maisa once happened a case, b'yanshe Yushlayim, the people in Yushlayim, she'tomnu d'veilosan b'mayim of nehasikorim, that they hid their dveilo, the dried out dates, because they wanted to hide it from the tax collector. The Yatiru Lemachom, the Chom said, still Torah Stama Kabutoma, because that's not called Lerotzen. Hanoisein Peroisa Bishibolus, somebody puts his fruits, Peroisa Bishibolus, when it's in the stalks. Bishibolus Hanor, Lohavi and Imoi, is Eina Bechayutan, that's not called Bechayutan. In other words, you put your fruits, or whatever it is, down the river, to let it ride down the river. So that's not called b'chiyutan. You're not really happy that the water should go on it. In other words, the purpose is just that it's too heavy for you to carry the fruits, so you want it to ride along, float along the river, but you're not really happy with the water being on it. Here, Perigbeis. Za'as batim, or else boiris sichun amoris. Za'as batim, that's like the sweat that comes out from the walls of a house, or else boiris sichun amoris, or else a ditch, or a cave, or else tanks. The Lachar is Torah. This water is not really called water, and therefore it's not Huchshel Kabotoma. if it falls upon fruits or food, it's not machshir lekabotum. It's not called a mashke. What about zeisodim, the sweat that comes out of a person, tahira? It's also not machshir. It's not called water. It's not called mashkin. Shos mayim tameim v'yaziyu. Let's say a person drank water that's tamei, and that made him sweat. Salachri zeyosay tahira. The sweat that comes out of the man is still tahor. We do not say it's the water that came out, but rather the water got dissolved inside the body, and now it's tam sweat that's coming out. That sweat is tahira. What about the bo v'mayim shuvim v'yaziyoy? He went into a bath that has mayim shuvim. It was fetched water, and when he came out of the bath, he started to sweat. So now the sweat on him is also part of the water, the shmayim shuvim. Therefore, zayosa tamei. Here, the sweat on his body is tamei, means it's hush lekabotumo, because this sweat is like sweat that came from the bath itself. What about nistapik? Let's say when he comes out of the bath, first he dries himself, and then he sweats. So then the lochir is zayosa tera. His sweat is tor. Again, that's called sweat coming out from the body, not from the bath. Therefore, that's not called mashkim. It's not called water. It's not huchsha lekabotumo. Mishneh Beis, merchatz tameya. Let's say you have a merchatz, a bath that has water inside it, that's tamei. It's mayim shuvim, but the water is also tamei. So zayosa tameya. If a person comes out from this bath and sweats, so we say what's on him is from the water that's tamei. Therefore, it's machshir and it's also metame. When it touches something, it does two in one. Like when this water now touches the apple, it's huchsha the apple and it also makes the apple tamei. Utahora. Let's say this bath was made out of water, tahira. The water was tahira, was not tamei, and you went inside and you came up and started to sweat. So again, the water that's on you is called water. Therefore, if it touches an apple, it will be huksha the apple. It's called b'chiyutan. It's not tamei, it won't be metame the apple, but I'll call upon him, it's enough to be huksha the kabotuma. Habrecha shebabayis. Let's say you have a little flow of water in the house itself. In other words, there's a puddle of water in the house. Now, habayis maziyah machmosa, and this makes the house wet. In other words, there's like water dripping out of the walls because of the heat in the house. Sim tamei, if that puddle was of water, tamei, then alocher is zeyas kol habayis shemach masabrecha tamei. All the sweat, all the moisture that comes out from the walls of this house is tamei, because we said that's the water tamei that was in the puddle that now went into the walls and is coming out. Therefore, it's called mashkin. It's also called mashkin tameim, since it came from a puddle of tamedika water. Mishneh Gimel, shtei breches. Let's say you have two puddles in the house. Achas toirav yachas tameya. One puddle of water was mayim toirim, and one was mayim tameim. Hamaziya, and now the walls sweat off, give off moisture. So korav la tamei tamei. The wall that's near the puddle of water that's tamei, that moisture is tamei. Korav la toira, the wall that's closer to the puddle, that's tor, there the moisture is tor. What about mechtzal and mechtz? Let's say it's half and half, the same wall is half to that puddle, half to this puddle, tomei, then we say it's tomei. Barzel, tomei, shebloloi, in barzel tor. Like first you had a metal kli that was tomei, and the kli broke, and now you have a second kli made out of metal also, that's tor. And now you have pieces of metal from both kelim together that you're making a new kli out of it. So it depends. Imroiv minatomi, if most of the majority of the metal comes from the kli that was tomei. Now this new kli is still tomei. These are lochim with the rabbonon that if you once had a kli matches that was tomei, even though it broke, and now you make it over again, that the new kli is still tomei. See, since most of the peoples came from the metal that was tomei, the new kli is tomei. What about the Imroiv min HaTor? Let's say the majority of the metal comes from the first, second Kli that was Tor. Then Tor, this new Kli that you make now, remains Tor. What about Mechzel Mechzel? You have 0.5% of the metal from the first Kli, half from the second Kli, Tomei. Then we say the Kli is Tomei. Gisterois.
Yep, correct.
It is like an earthly Kli. It's an earthly bowl that they use to be Mata Meregliam, they urinate inside it. So she Yisrael the goyim atilu masoichoi, both a Jew and a goy use it. So it depends. Imroiv min atomei, if most of the meraglayim that went in there came from a goy, and the rabbonin will gozer, whoever comes out of the goy has loch like a zav is tomei. Sivrova of the Meraglan came out from the Goy, then Tomei, then this ball is Tomei. But Vimroiv Minator Tor, if most of the times the Jew used it, most of the Meraglayim there was from the Jew, and the Jew's Meraglayim is Tor, then this ball is Tor, like the Rabbanim were not Goyzer on the Goyish Meraglayim, if it was mixed up with the Jews. What about Mechtzel and Mechtzel says 50-50, then Tomei, then the ball remains Tomei. Now Mei Shvichus, that means water that you throw out from your house, the dirty water, that most probably is Tomei. Sheyordo Aleihem Megishomim. That rainwater falls on top of this water now, and they get mixed up together. So it depends. Imroiv Minat Tomei Tomei, if there was more Mei Shvichos, then that's the Yikah, the water still remains Tomei. But Vimroiv Minat Torah Tor, if most of the water here now is the new rainwater that fell on top of it, so we say the water Tomei is bottled to the rainwater, therefore it becomes Tor. What about Mechtzel, Mechtzel 50-50? Then it remains Tomei. Amosai, now when do I say this? That if there's more, the majority of rainwater that remains Tor, Bizman Shekodmu Mei Shvichus, one of the Mei Shvichus were there first, and then the rainwater fell on top of it. Avlin Kodmu Mei Gishom, if the Mei Gishom was there first. Afilu Kolshen, even though a little bit, Lemei Shvichus Tomei. Even though only a little bit of the Mei Shvichus fall into it, still it's Metama. In other words, since the water is there first, now when the Tomatic water falls into it, we said that the Tomatic water first is Metama, the rainwater. Therefore, the whole thing remains Tomei. Like when do we say, like the water Mei Shvichus is bottled in the rainwater, that's only first you have the Mei Shvichus there. And now when rainwater falls on top of it, if there's more rainwater coming in, then we say well, that's the Roiv, therefore that could be Mevatol, the Tomatic water. Yemishneh Dalet. Ha Toirif al Esgagoy. If somebody is like smoothing down his roof, there's like cement there or whatever it is, a tar there, he's smoothing it down. And he throws on top of it Megishomim, water, which is Tomei. The same thing, Vahamachabe says Ksusoy. If somebody is washing his clothing, and the water that he's washing it in is Tomei. Vyordu Aleim Gishomim. And now water. And now it started to rain, so there's rainwater also coming down. So now, really, the case is there's like water dripping down from the roof, from this gag. Now, Imroiv Minat Tomei, if most of the water that's dripping down is from the gag itself or from the ksusa that was Tomei, so then Tomei. But Vimroiv Minat Torah Tor, like if you could tell, let's say before, there was only small drops coming down. And now that it started to rain, there are very, very big drops coming down. So these big drops are much bigger, 3 or 4 times the size as the drops were before. So therefore you know that the water coming down, the majority of the water is Tor. So therefore the locher is this water coming down now is Tor. What about the Mechtzel or Mechtzel? It's 50-50. It's unlike there were drops coming down before the rain. And now the drops are coming down just twice the size. So therefore it's Mechtzel, Mechtzel. So the locher is then Tomei. And now Sofik it's Tomei. Rabbi Yehuda says, Im hoisifu lenatef. I mean, if now the drips are coming down much faster, so that's also a proof that there's more megishomim that it's tahor. In other words, before the rain, it was also dripping down from the water on the roof, which was tamei. And now that it started to rain, it starts to drip down much faster. So that's called imhoisipul anatev. If it comes to drip down much faster, that's also a proof. The reason is because there is more rainwater there. Therefore, it is tahor. Mishnehei. Ir she Yisrael v'nochrim dorim bo. You have a city that Jews and Goyim are living there together. Now, v'imhoya bo merchatz, if there's a bathhouse there in the city, like a public bathhouse, marchetzes b'Shabbos, that is used on Shabbos. In other words, the Goyim go in there and they wash themselves on Shabbos, so the water is heated up on Shabbos. So, im roi v'nochrim roichetz miyad, if most of the people in the city are Goyim, so then we say when they heat it up on Shabbos, they're heating it up for the Goyim. Therefore, a Jew is allowed to go into the bathhouse. Miyad means right after Shabbos. Moitzoy Shabbos, right away, he's allowed to go into this bathhouse because when it was heated on Shabbos, it was heated b'shvil the Goyim. What about v'imroivi Yisrael? Let's say most of the people living in the city are Jews. So then we say they heated it for the Jews. So it was done for a Jew, so it's also to have hanor from that melacha. Therefore, yamtim kedei sheyechomu hachamin. You have to wait Moitzoy Shabbos, but you can't use this bath until there's enough time that they could heat it at night.
So then it's not considered you having enjoyment from the melacha done for you on Shabbos. So like even though you did not tell the goy to do the melacha for you, but since the goy did the melacha on his own, he did it for the purpose though of the Jew, still it's also for the Jew to have enjoyment from that melacha. What about mechtsa lemechtsa, says 50-50? Yamtin kidei sheyechamu hachamin. You have to go to Chumro, and you have to wait Motsoi Shabbos as long as it would take to heat up the mikvah, to heat up the bathhouse, then. Reb Yudis says, biyamboti ketana, if it's a small like tub, in other words, a small bathhouse, im yesh boi roshus, if there's the shulton, let's say the governor, that uses it, then reichetz bo miyad, then a Jew is allowed to use it at night, Motsoi Shabbos, right away. In other words, even if rove of the people in the city are Jews, still we do not say the goyim heated it up for the purpose of the Jews, but rather they heated it up for the purpose of the shulton, for the goyish governor. Therefore, since it was done for the goyim, therefore miyod right away on Mitzvah Shabbos, you're allowed to have enjoyment, you're allowed to use it. Mishnah Vav, Motzo bo yorek nimkar. If you find a vegetable, nimkar, which is being sold right away. In other words, you find in a city that Jews and goyim are living there. Now, Motzoi Shabbos, you want to buy a vegetable that you know was picked off by the goyim on Shabbos. So, lokeach imrev goyim, if most of the people in the city are goyim, then lokeach miyod, you're allowed to buy it right away. Because we say when the goy that pulled it off on Shabbos, he pulled it off for the purpose of selling it to the rev. So you have a purpose to sell it to the goyim. Therefore, the melacha was done for a goy. It's mutter for a Jew to have enjoyment right away on Motzoi Shabbos. The Imroiv Yisrael, let's say most of the people in the city are Jews, then Yamtin Kadesh Yavoyim Mimokam Korov. You have to wait Motzoi Shabbos. You cannot buy this vegetable until there would be enough time that the goy would pick it off first on Motzoi Shabbos and then bring it here. What about Mechsa Lemechsa? It's 50-50. 50 Jews, 50 goyim. Yamtim Kadesh Yavoyim Mimakam Korov. Also, you have to go to Chumro, and you can't buy this vegetable on Motzoi Shabbos until there'll be enough time for the goyim first to bring it then. Again, Vim Yesh Boi Roshus, let's say there's a governor that lives in the city, so then we say the goyim pulled it off for his sake, for the goyish's sake, and therefore, Lokech Miyad, on Motzoi Shabbos right away, you're allowed to buy it. Mishneh Zayin, Motzo Bo Tinik Mushlach. If you come into a city, again, that Jews and Goyim live there, and you find a kid, a baby in the street, and you do not know if it's a Jewish baby or it's a Goyish baby. Sim roiv Goyim Goy. If most of the people in the city are Goyim, the kid's a Goy. Vim roiv Yisrael Yisrael. If most of the people in the city is Yisrael, the kid is called the Yisrael. And like the Gemara says, therefore, Moran Subis, that you'll have a chiyuv even to be machzir avei dosai. If this kid grows up and loses something, there's a mitzvah to return his aveda. He's called like Yisrael. Mechtzel or mechtzel, let's say it's 50-50. Yisrael, he also has a lock like Yisrael. There it's a little bit different. Here it says, you can get Yisrael in Yizokin, the Gemara says. That means if his shorei hits another shore, if it's a tam, he only has to pay chati nezik, even though by a goy we make him pay nezik shalom. But here he has a right to say, Hamoitse Mechaveri, all of Araya. Like, he's a suffix if he's a Jew or a goy. He was found in a city that half are Jews, half are goyim. So really, we do not know what he is. So therefore, Negeyat Adina Mumnis, later on, we can't take money away from him, because he always has a right to say, Hamoitse Mechaveri, all of Araya. But Enechnam, if other halach is taki, he's not considered like a Jew, it's only Lechumra, and therefore, what we should do is, we should betavel him, L'shem Geiris. What about now? Rabbi Yehuda says, "Holchin acharoy pamashlichim." In other words, you have to go bosa the people that throw away the kids. In other words, even if it's a city that most of the people there are Jews, still we would not say this kid is a Jew. But you have to go after the goyim because they are the ones that throw away their kids. So they have znus and the kids are born and they don't want them. The mamzerim, therefore they throw them away. So therefore, if most of the people like to throw kids away are goyim, even though most of the people living there are Jews, still he would say the kid is a goy. Now Mishnah Ches, Motzo bo metziah. What's going to be if you find a metziah? You found something in the street in this city that goyim and Jews live there. Seem roiv goyim. If most of the people living there are goyim, and it's tzarich lahachriz, you do not have to return it, but rather you're allowed to keep it, because an aveda of a goy you're allowed to keep.
And even if a Jew lost it there, he would think, since most people are goyim, most probably a goy will find it. So therefore the Jew is miyayish, he gives up hope. Therefore whoever finds it has a lot to keep it. What about the Imroiv Yisrael? Let's say most of the people in this city are Jews. Then Tzorach L'Hachzir. L'Hachzir, you have to return, like pronounce it, you have to return it. What about Nechzel, Nechzev, half Jews, half Goyim? Then Tzorach L'Hachzir is also Minasafik, you have to return it, because otherwise it's a Safik Yisagezel. Therefore you have to return it to Minasafik. All right, a turnover. And also the Sfora is, if you find it in a place where Mechza, like the Jew, if he was a Jew that lost it, he was not Miyayish yet, therefore you have to pronounce it like, and if a Jew comes and gives you Simonim, you have to return it to him. Motza bo pas, what's going to be if you find bread in the street in such a city? So ochem acha roif hanachtumim, you have to go after the majority of the bakers. And therefore if rov them are Jews, it's okay. If rov them are treif or goyim, it's no good. Pas iso, let's say it was pas iso, which means pas nekiya, clean bread, a pure flour was made from. Then the locher is holchem acha roi voichle pas iso. You have to see if one of the most people that eat this pure white bread, what type of people are they? If rov are Jews, it's kosher. Rov are goyim, it's no good. Rabbi Yehuda says im hoiso pas kibbut, let's say it was like black bread. You have to go after the majority of people that eat this type of bread. If most of them were Jews, it's kosher. If most of them are goyim, it's no good. Mishneh Tes. Motza bo bos, let's say you find meat in the street, in the city. You have to go after the majority of the butchers. If they're Jewish, it's kosher. If not, it's treif. Emhoyim avushal, let's say the meat you found was a cooked piece of meat. You have to go after the majority of people that eat cooked meat. If the majority of people that eat it are Jews, we say it's kosher. If they're goyim, then it's treif. The Mishnah Yud. Ha-moitzi peiros baderech. If you find fruits on the road, in other words, on the road between the field and the city, so you do not know, like these peiros, they're not coming to the house yet, they're not roya pnei habayis. So it depends if it's called Nigmur Malachtan yet or the Mechuyiv and Trumas and Maisris. Sim Roiv Machnisin Labotayim. If most of the people in the city bring their Tfuah, bring the Paris into the house, so then Potter, since these Paris are not coming to the house yet, the Potter is not called the Gemar Malocho, they're Potter from taking off Trumas and Maisris. You'll not eat from it an Arai. But Volimkor Bashuk, if most people in the city use their Paris to sell them in the streets, to sell them, so then you do not have to bring it home. It's mechuyev maisros right away. So then chayev, then the mice, you have to be afraid. These peris are mechuyev and trumas and maisros, and they weren't taken off yet. So even though you're allowed to keep it and eat them, you'll have to take off trumas and maisros first. What about nechzel and mechza? Half of the people take the peris home, and therefore would have been potter, and half of them sell them. Then demai, it remains sofik if trumas and maisros was taken off already. There's loch of demai. It's like a suffix. What about Oitzer? You have a warehouse here. She Yisroel v'goyim atilum toichai. Both the Jews and Goyim store their pears there. So im roiv Goyim, if most of the people that store there are Goyim vadai, then these pears are vadai mechuyev and trumas amaisos. Because this sheet holds that the kinyan of a Goy is not mafkiya. Goyish a pears in Eretz Yisroel is mechuyev and trumas amaisos. And for sure the owner of the Goy did not take off trumas amaisos. Therefore Yechayev. If most of the people are Jews, since like demai, we have a suffix. Maybe they took off, maybe they didn't take off. Therefore, you have to take off als demai. What about mechzel? Mechzel is vadai. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Since there have goyim there, you have to be afraid. It's like vadai tevel, and therefore you vadai have to take off trumas and maisers. However, the chacham moment the chacham say afilu kulam goyim, even if they're all goyim. Yisroel Echad Matil Natoichan, only one Jew stores there, demai, it remains a suffix. In other words, the Chum hold really that Yesh Kinyan Lagoy Be'eretz Yisroel Afkiyam and Amaisa. Really, what belongs to a Goy is Potter from Trumas and Maisois. Therefore, if there would have been no Jews, only Goyim, you'd be Potter. They just sold, since there's at least one Jew that puts in there, tak it's a suffix, maybe it's his. And therefore you have to be a loch of demai, it's like Yeshla Matirin, therefore you have to take off Trumas and Maisois, like Yisofik, like the loch of demai. Now Mishnah Yud Aleph. Paris Shnio Sherabu Al Sheshlishis. The Paris that grew the second year of Shemitah, which then Yemuchuyiv in Maitse Sheni, mixed in with Paris of Shona Shlishis, which is Mechuyiv in Maitse Roni. So what's the halacha? So if you have more of Paris Shnio, which is Mechuyiv in Maitse Sheni, that's the halacha. What about Vishel Shlishis Al Shal Shvis? Up to the 30th crop, which is Mechuyiv in Maitse Roni. There's more of that which fell into the 4th year's crop, which is Mechuyiv in Maitse Sheni, because we know that's the halacha. The first year after Shemitah and the second year, you have to give Maitse Rishon and Maitse Sheni. The third year, you have to give Maitse Rishon and Maitse Ani. You do not give Maitse Sheni. The same thing, the 4th and the 5th year, you give Maitse Rishon and Maitse Sheni, but the 6th year again, you give Maitse Rishon and Maitse Ani. Now the question is, of the different years of Maisers, the Paris get mixed up. So now, what about Vishal Revius Al Shal Chamishis? Who is some say it's Lavdavka, because here they both have the same halacha. The crop of the 4th year and the crop of the 5th year, they're both Mechuyiv in Maiser Rishon and Maiser Sheni. Others say no, it's Nagei, because you're not supposed to take off Trumas and Maiserois from one year's crop onto the next year's crop. It's also Nagei if you can take off one on the other. And what about the Shel Chamishis Al Shel Shishis, that the 50 years crop got mixed up with the 6 years crop? The 6 years crop you have to take off Maiser Oni, and the 50 years crop is Maiser Sheni. Now the Shel Shishis Al Shel Shvius, the 6 years crop gets mixed up with the 7th year crop, which is Shemitah. Where there it's potem in a Maiser, but it has Kedusha Shvius on it. It depends how you're supposed to eat it and Zman Habir. And then what's going to be a case of Vishal Shavias Al Shel Moitzoy Shavias, that the Paris of Shemitah of the 7th year got mixed up with the Paris of Moitzoy Shavias, or the 1st year of the next Shemitah. So what's the halachon? So the Mishnah says, Holuchem Acho Haroiv. We go after the majority of the Paris. If the majority is from the 3rd year, then you have to take off Maiser Roni and all of it. If it's from the 2nd or from the 1st, you have to take off Maiser Sheni. The same thing, the 4th and 5th Maiser Sheni, and the 6th year is Maiser Oni. And if from Shemitah, if that's the majority, then you have to be Noi Kedushas Shvias on all the pairs. That's called Holchem Acho Haroiv. What about the Mechza? The Mechza, let's say, is 50-50, then Lahachmer, then you have to go Luchumra. Which means you have to be Yaitse both halachas of Maiser Sheni and of Maiser Oni. So it means you have to take these pairs and be Mechal them Amoni. And you'll have to give some money of it, or you'll have to take the money up to Yerushalayim, because maybe it was Maiser Sheni, and the Paris itself, or you'd have to give to the Aniyim to be Yetzer of the Mitzvah of Maiser Oni. Yeperek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, Sak Shehumole Peiros, if you have a sack, a bag, full of Paris, Mephoshim say it means Royim, type of, you know, seeds, Unesonoi Agav Hanor, this whole pack, this whole sack, was put on the side of the river, oy al piha bor, or put on the top of a bore of water, oy al milas hamor, or else was on the stairway of the mor of the cave, and all these things have water inside them, and the sack of Paris is laying like right on top of the water, v'shavu, like the Paris inside it, like a drua, some of the wetness of the water that goes through the sack and goes onto the Paris. So now these Paris have like some sweat, have wetness on them. So it's like this, kol sheshavu, any part of the peiros inside the sack that has enough mashker on it, which is tefeach hamnas latviach, that means it drawed in some water on it. But if you touch it, it has enough wetness that you'll wet something else. Bichayutan, that's called bichayutan, that these peiros now are huch shalakabutuma. Since you are nicha with the fact you put it there for the purpose that they should become a little bit damp, so therefore when the water comes on the peiros, that's considered bichayutan, you're happy with it on the Paris. However, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. Kol shu kineged hamayim, all the Paris, the outside Paris that are right next to the water, that's b'chayutan. Then we say the sweat or this water that goes on the Paris, since these Paris are next to the water, that's considered good water, and therefore it's considered b'chayutan. However, b'chol she'enoi kineged hamayim, all the Paris which is on the back of the bag, because it's not kineged the water, then ain't a b'chayutan. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that's not called b'chayutan. And some of Farshim said that since these Paris were not next to the water itself, so therefore it's only considered like sweat that goes onto the Paris, it's not really mashke, therefore it's not mekabel tumah.
However, the halacha is not like a yudis, like the Tanakama, that any one of these pairs, even though it's not connected of the mayim, but as long as it was shoav, it drew out some wetness, that it's tefeach amenas latfiach, it's considered huchsho lekabel tumah.
Now, Mishnah Beis, Chovis Shehimaleya Peris. You have this barrel made out of Kli Cheris, made out of earthly ware, which is Maleya Peris, it's full of Peris. Unesuno Letoich HaMashkin. Now, the barrel itself is put into water. It's not, the top of it is not in the water, just the bottom, the barrel, the outside of the barrel is inside the water. And since it's a Kli Cheris, like the water goes through the sides of the barrel, and a little bit of the wetness comes inside and touches the peris. Or else, oy meleya mashkin, or else let's say the opposite way around. Let's say the barrel was full of mashkin, full of water. Or nesuno techa peris, and now the outside of the barrel was placed amongst peris. For shravu, and like we said, it draws it out. In other words, the water travels through this klicheris, and some wetness comes out on the other side of the barrel. Now, kol shashovu, any time the peris, like, drawed out the water that went on the peris, b'chiyutan, is considered b'chiyutan, you're happy about it, therefore it's hoch shalakabotumah. Now, b'elu mashkin omru, on which type of mashkin was it said? B'mayim uv'yayin uv'chaymetz, on water, on wine, and on vinegar. In other words, these three things are like tzlulim, are very clear, that they travel, they go through the klicheris, they go through the sides of the barrel. However, v'shar kol hamashkin, the other ones of the seven mashkins, those are turim. The other ones, that means like shemen, oil, devash, honey, cholov, milk, dam, blood, tal, these things are a little bit thicker, therefore they do not travel through the sides of this klicheris. Therefore, it's turim. Whatever goes through, it's not really considered liquid. Rabbi Nechemia metar bekitnius, sheina kitnius shoeves. He says if you only have beans, kitnius, beans inside the barrel or outside the barrel, beans do not draw out the liquid. Therefore, also whatever comes out is not considered really mashkin. It will not be mekabel tumah. However, we will not be machsher. It's not huchsher. The peiros lekabel tumah. However, the loch is not like Rabbi Nechemia. Mishnah Gimel, Horoide Pas Chama. If you like take off the loaf of bread right out of the oven, that's called roide. You take it off from the walls of the oven. It's hot, and this bread now was not hukshel kabel tuma. Let's say it was not made with water. You did not put water into the flour, but rather meperis, which was not hukshel kabel tuma. And now unesono al pichov yishayayin. Now you take this pas and you put it on top of a barrel of wine. So Rabbi Meir Mitamer, Rabbi Meir says, now this loaf of bread, since it draws up the liquid of the wine, it's called Huchshel Kabel Tumah. There's wetness of the wine on the pas, and therefore it's Huchshel Kabel Tumah. Rabbi Yehuda Mitamer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, what comes up is not considered liquid, it's Mistul Torah. Now Rabbi Yossi Mitamer B'Shachitim, Hu Mitamer B'Shel Sorim. If Yosef makes a difference that the nature of wheat is that it does not draw out the wine, so therefore it's still called Torah, it's not Huchshel Kabel Tumah. However, by Sorim, by Bali, the other nature is Shoyavis, it draws out the wine, it brings up the wine into the bread, therefore it's considered like liquid went around this pass, therefore it's Huchshel Kabel Tumah.
Mishneh Dalet, Hamarabetz Es Beisai. If someone like is pouring water on the floor of his house in order to keep the dirt down, that's called like mezalef mayim al ritzpa. V'nosam bechitim, and after you poured the water on the floor, now you put some wheat on the floor. V'tonanu, and the wheat itself became a little bit damp. Nislach lechulak, it became a little bit wet. So now imach mesamayim, if the reason why the wheat became a little bit wet, damp, because of the water, then the chiyutan. That's Huchshel Kabel Tumah. Since you nicha with that water to be there, you put the water there for a purpose, it's called B'chiyutan. The Yemach Mas HaSela, but let's say the wheat now only became a little bit damp, well, it has to be Tefech HaMenas Latfiach, true, but it only became because of the Sela, means because of the Ritzpah, because of the floor itself. So then, Ein B'chiyutan. And that you're not so happy about, the fact the floor itself is damp. That alone will not make it B'chiyutan. What about Hamachabe says Ksusoi Bareva? Somebody's washing his clothing, Bareva, in a big tub like.
in a big basin. And then after you finish washing your clothing and you pour out the water, now nosim bo chitim. Now you put some chitim, some wheat, in this arev, in this big bucket. And betonanu, there were some little bit drops of water left over there, and therefore the wheat now became like wet. Betonanu, the wheat itself became wet. So again, if it became wet because of the water went on the chitim, then the chiyutan, that's considered hukshala kabotum, because you were nicha with the water to be there. So that water is always a role to be machsher lekabotum, and therefore now it's became hukshala kabotum. What about imach masatzmon? Let's say the wheat became wet because of itself. That means because of the areva, because of the bucket itself. Then ain't a b'chayutan. That's not considered, you are nicha with it, that's not b'chayutan.
Now what about ha-metanein v'chol? You put your wheat, you put your peris into like chol, into sand, and the sand is wet. Ha-reizeh b'chayutan. That's also considered b'chayutan, it's called huchshala kabotuma. That since you're happy with that water there, and now with the reason why you put your peris into it is you want your peris also to become wet, so that's considered you're happy with this water that went on the peris. Now, Maisa Biyan Shehal Mochus. Once happened a story in the place of Mochus, Shoyumatinen Bechol, that the people there used to put that tfua, the wheat, whatever it is, the peris, into the sand, in order that it should come a little bit wet. Now, Omru Lehem Chachomim, so the Chom said to these people, Em Kacha Yisem Eisem, this is the way you always used to do, that you used to put your peris into the sand, you should know that it was Huchshel Kabutuma, and most probably you people did not watch out for Tuma. Therefore, lo yasisem Torah mimechem. You should know it was never that you had parents that were Torah. Like you always thought it was not huchshur, so you weren't makbid, but really these parents were huchshur, kabotumah, so you should know your parents are all tummy. Yeah, Mishnah hey. Hametanein betit hanogov. If you want to put your parents into this dried out dirt, even though it's dried out, there's still a little bit of wetness there. So you want to put your peris into this like semi-dried out dirt in order that the little bit of wetness there should go onto your peris. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, Em yesh poi mashke toifeach b'chiyutan. If there's enough wetness there, wetness in this dirt, that when you touch it, it goes enough wetness on your hand, that when you touch something else, it also becomes wet because of it. That's called mashke toifeach, that has enough to touch it and to touch something else with it. Then b'chiyutan, if so much wetness is there, now when your peris touch this wetness, it's considered b'chiyutan, it's huchshel kabotuma. V'yimlav, if there wasn't that much water there, then ain't a b'chiyutan, even though it gets a little bit wet, that's not huchshel kabotuma. Hamerabeitz es gornoi. Let's say again, you're sprinkling the water on the floor of your garden, of your warehouse, and there it's very, very dry. So here we say, ain't a choshesh, we're not afraid, shem menosan bo chitim v'tononoi. Maybe later you put some wheat in the ground like that should become wet from this water that you felt that you sprinkled on the floor. And the svari is that since your garden, since your warehouse is so dried, so when you sprinkle the water, for sure the water gets dissolved in the karka, there's no more wetness left over. So therefore later when the chitim go on the floor, it's not huchshel kabotuma. Mashenka in the bayis is there, it's not so dry. Therefore, when you sprinkle the water on the floor like we had before, sometimes the water does stay on the floor. So therefore, if there was water and you put your chitim there it was huchshel kabotuma. Now, hamalakeit asovim kishatal aleim. If somebody's collecting his grass, his asovim, the type of different vegetables like, when the dew is still on top of it, lohotein behen chitim, in order that you should put your chitim, let your chitim get some of that wetness of the dew off the asovim, off the grass, should go into the chitim. You want to put your wheat now into this asovim. Is ain't a b'chiyutan. It's not huchshel kabotuma. And the svar is that your intentions is not for the tau, not for the dew, the water that's on top of the asovim, but rather for the wetness of the asovim itself. The wetness of the asovim, of the grass itself, that's only considered like sweat. That's not huchshel kabotuma. So therefore here, it's not mehuchshel kabotuma. But in niskavin lakach, but if you have intentions clearly that you want now your wheat to become wet from the dew that's on the asovim, then hareizeh b'chiyutan, yes, that's considered b'chiyutan, that's called yenicha with this water. Now what's going to be ha-moyle chitim litchon? you're taking your wheat to be grinded. V'yardu aleihem geshamim, and on your way, now water comes down, starts to rain, some water comes down on the wheat. So im samach, if you're happy that this water went on the wheat, v'chayutan, yes, that's huch shlekabel tumah. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Yef sheshlel esmech." Of course, everybody's happy with the fact that this water now is going upon the wheat. And like Mefarshim said, because when they used to grind the wheat, they first have to soften it. So therefore, of course, you're happy. But he says that alone is not enough. El rather im omad, you have to like stop. In other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to have an action showing us that you're happy with the water coming upon it. So therefore, if you're just walking, taking yechitim to grind it, you don't show us any action that you're happy with the water falling on it. So therefore, if you do, only if you stand. If you stay still, that shows us you're standing still now because you want the rain, the water to go upon the chitim. That's an action showing us that you're happy with it. But halacha is not like a Yehuda, like we possibly rather like the Tanakama, that as long as you're happy with the rainwater on your chitim, it would be huchshel kabel tumah. The Mishnah Vav. If you had your olives on top of your roof, and then it started to rain, so water now came upon your olives, so it depends. In somach, if you're happy with the fact that water is coming on your olives, like otherwise it could be, you have them up there to dry out, and you're not happy with the water. But we say, if you are happy with the water, then b'chayutan, that's hochshel kabel tumah. However, again, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, like I said before, that E.F. Sheshla Lismech, of course, most times you're happy with this water coming on it, but that's not enough. El, or rather, you have to do an action. What's the action here showing us that you're happy with this water? In Poka Kesatziner, if you close up the gutter. In other words, you do not let any of the water come off the roof. So that shows us that you want all the water to stay on top of the roof because you want your Zaysim to become wet. So that's an action showing us that you're happy with the fact that Zaysim are becoming wet. Oy, im chilchel seichon. Thus, if you like turn over your olives into the water, that also shows us that you're happy, then it would be huchshel kabel tumah. Yemishne zayin. Hachamorin means people that carry packages of tefuah on top of their donkeys. Shayo Ivrim Banor, they were going over a river. V'noflu sakem l'mayim, and now one of the packages fell into the water. So it depends. Im somchlif, they're happy with it, that the package becomes a little bit wet, like cleans off a little bit. Then v'chuyutan, if that water like goes into the bag and makes the tfua, the peris, wet, so then it's huchshel kabel tumah, because you're happy with this water. Again, Reb Yehuda says, yeshe shlav asmech, like it doesn't make a difference whether he's just happy or not. That alone is not enough. Ella, rather, he has to do an action. Im hofchu, if he moves it around, the sack, like if he, you know, like rubs it, to show us that he's happy with the water on it, then a soch shlekabel tumah. What about ho yuraglov maleyas tit? Let's say the person that's driving this chamor, his feet is full of dirt. V'chein ragle behemtoi, the same thing with the feet of your behema is also full of dirt. Ovar b'nohor, and now they go over the river. Im somach, if they're happy, the fact that the water now is like cleaning off their feet, then b'chuyutan, they're happy with that water. So now if that water falls on top of the peris, it'd be huchshel kabel tumah, because you're having enjoyment from that peris. In other words, if afterwards the water on your feet, or on the feet of your behemoth, fall onto peris, we say that water is huchshel kabel tumah. Again, Rabbi Yehuda says, it's like not possible that you're not happy. In other words, it doesn't make a difference whether you're happy or not. El, or rather, im omad v'hediach. If you stop when you're in the river and you start to wash yourself, then you show you do an action that you're happy with that water. Then we say that water on your feet is huchshel kabel tumah. If later that water would fall upon Paris, it will be mashu the kabel tumah. Now be odem of a behema tameya lielam tame. If you agrees that in a man or in a behema tameya, then even though he doesn't do an action, the water on his feet is always, it would be huchshel kabel tumah. So the question, what's the difference between a regular person and a behemoth temeyah? Now, some want to say the svara is that by a behemoth temeyah, it's aimil rechiva to ride on. So you always want it to be clean. So therefore, if it came dirty, for sure you nicha that the water should take off the dirt. And the same thing by a person also. A person always wants his feet to be clean. So therefore, if he's dirty and he goes into the river, if you agree, like it's a maisa by itself, like a non-sadi for sure, you're happy with it, that you want yourself to be clean. Therefore, that alone is enough of an action to show us that you're happy with it. Therefore, it will be called b'chayuta and it will be hukshal kabotuma. Yemishneches, ha-moyrid es ha-galgalim. If somebody takes the wheels of a wagon made out of wood, v'yes klei ha-bokor, or else let's say the yoke that you use for your cattle, also made out of wood. So now, b'shas ha-kodim l'mayim. B'shas ha-kodim means when the east wind comes. In other words, when it's very hot outside, so they want to take this wooden kelim down to the water. B'shvil she-yechotzu. She-yechotzu means like it should come strong. Like this, there are cracks in the wood when it gets hot. So you want like the cracks to swell up, to become strong again. So you want to put this keli into the water. So if so, hareze b'chiyutan. The water, like that comes up on the kelim, is b'chiyutan. It's called hushla kabatum. You anicha with this water on your kelim. What about hamurid behem alishtois? You let your animals go down to the river to drink. So hamayim oilim b'fiyo b'chiyutan. The water that comes up in its mouth, that's all considered b'chiyutan. You're happy with that water. You're happy your animal is drinking the water. Over ragleho, ainon b'chiyutan. But the water on its legs, that you don't care about that. So that's not called hukshala kabatum. Because a person doesn't want like the water on the feet, because there's dirt there anyway, so it gets clogged on to the dirt like. However, the Mishnah says, im choshav sheyutchu ragleho. But if the purpose was that you want its feet to be cleaned off, like you want your animal to clean itself in the water, then af oilim baragleho b'chiyutan. Even the water that comes up on its feet is also considered b'chiyutan. You're happy with it. It'll be hukshla kabatuma. B'shas hayochef v'hadayish liyelam tomei. Hayochef means when it's working very hard and it's very weak, it's very tired, or else v'hadayish, when it's really threshing. So then liyelam tomei. And then, like for sure, you're happy the fact the animal is going into the water, it refreshes it. So therefore, that water on its feet is called b'chiyutan. Horid cheresh shayta v'kotin. What's going to be if a cheresh, a dumb person, or a shayta fool, or a kotin, took down this animal to the water? So afa pi shechishev sheyutchu raglio, even though the kotin had in mind that he wants the animal to wash off its feet, so he has in mind that the water on the feet, like he's happy with it, still the locher is einam b'chiyutan. Since it's only a cotton that brought the animal down, his das, his machshava does not help. Why? Sheyesh lehem maisa v'yein behem machshava. That's the cloud by a cotton, a cheresh shayta of a cotton, to have an action. In other words, if from the action they were doing, we see clearly that the machshava is b'chiyutan, then it would be good. But if their action doesn't show us clearly, you have to come on to then machshava. The machshava, the thought of a cotton, does not help. So therefore over here, since the actual taking the animal down doesn't show us really that you're happy with the water on the feet, you have to come on to his machshava. Therefore the machshava, the thoughts of a cotton, does not help. Therefore it's called einon b'chiyutan. Here, perek dalet. Ha shoyche lishtois. If somebody bends over to drink water, so ha mayim o'ilam befiv, the water that comes up in his mouth, uvis famoy, or in his mustache, is b'chiyutan. That's considered b'chiyutan because that's the way he drinks water. The water has to go in his mouth and his mustache, so therefore he's happy with that water. But b'chaytmoy, the water that's by his nose, uvirosho, the water got on his head, uvis kona, the water on his beard, ain't no b'chiyutan. Since he only went down for the purpose of drinking, so in these parts of his body he's not happy with the water. Therefore that water did not go l'rotzon, it's ain't no b'chiyutan. Hamamala b'chovis, so somebody is fetching water with a bucket. So hamayim ho'ilim achareho, the water that comes on the outside of the basket, uvachevel shumchunen al tzavorov, and the string that's wrapped around like the neck of the basket, uvachevel shulutzorko, and the rope which is needed for handling the bucket itself, all these things are raised b'chiyutan. The water on this rope, on the outside, on the tzavar, since that's the only way you can get the bucket into the water, by these things becoming wet, these have to also touch the water, it's considered b'chiyutan. Now, kamehi tzorka, how much rope is called necessary? Rabbi Shimon Elazar roim a tefach. You need a tefach of 4 inches worth. Now, what about nesona tachas hatzinur? Let's say it put this bucket of water right underneath a drain, that the water comes straight into it. Then you're only happy with the water inside, not with the water on the outside or on the ropes, because here you do not need the ropes. Therefore, ein b'chayutan, the water on the outside, on the neck, or on the ropes, here it's not considered b'chayutan. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on in the next tape.